At least those that have leaked out did not address whether Iran would give up its nuclear stockpiles and permanently halt all enrichment of uranium. Yeah, it's almost like it's really unbelievable. It's almost like it's very incredible. Like Trump might be lying, like he has every single other time this has happened, with no exceptions. He has never told the truth. It has always been a lie. I don't think this is credible. Trump has absolutely not accepted Iran's conditions. Get Israel to pull out of Lebanon, complete Iranian control of the goal. Yeah, there's a damn telegram link. Yeah, I wouldn't rely on this too much. Are we backing down? Yes. President Donald J. Trump makes a statement. I like how they dressed it up. Throw on the like presidential memo, you know, leaflet paper. Gave it a bit of a sepia tone. What did this war achieve? Why are you talking about it in the past tense? What did this war achieve? The war is literally still on. It is continued. It's still, nothing has changed. Breaking, Iran accepted it. All right, if we're so confident, let's place a bet. Do you think for the next 2 weeks there will be no exchanges of missiles and drones between Israel, America, and Iran? Just answer honestly with me. Do you think that's going to happen? You want to put money down on that? You know how every other ceasefire with Israel is gone? Yeah, no, I didn't think so. See, Iran's not like Hamas, where the only consequence of a disingenuous ceasefire is that people continue to die. As long as the fighting continues, Iran holds the straight. As long as Iran holds the straight, the world continues to grind to a halt. It doesn't matter what anyone says or does. As long as the strait is closed, the outcome will continue. Israel supposedly accepted too. Where are these sources coming from? Israel says they also accept. I don't believe this for a damn second. Iran accepted Pakistan's two-week ceasefire proposal following frantic diplomatic efforts by Pakistan. Fake. And last-minute intervention by China, a key ally, asking Iran to show flexibility and diffuse tensions and amid growing concerns about the economy. Source. China wants Iran to back off. Why? No, I don't believe it. It's all so made up, man. It's all so fucking fake. I don't know why you'd ever believe these people, this fucking Zionist rag and the people they lie for. Check the Pakistan tweet edit. I saw, we talked about it, yeah. It's America, Israel, and like 50 fucking sock puppets all talking to each other. Oil markets believe Trump. Oil markets always believe Trump. That's all they do. Again, don't look at changes to WTI crude futures. Look at Brent spot prices and you'll see they'll only continue to go up. Yeah, buy the dip. Yeah, keep in mind the poly market bet is not on whether or not there will be a successful ceasefire with no exchanges of fire for 2 weeks, but rather on whether a ceasefire will be agreed to. It's not at all unlikely that the same people that are pumping money into those markets are the people writing these headlines, by the way. Like, we know that happens. We know that the Trump admin is full of inside traders, and we know that a lot of them work directly with the media. It's entirely possible that a lot of these people are just directly trading on the outcome of Polymarket or whatever else bets that hinge on headlines they announce. Oh, guys, Iran agreed to the ceasefire. Whether or not, like, 5 minutes later bombs fall is irrelevant because the bet was on whether the ceasefire was agreed to. Technically, it was agreed to, so, you know. Just 3 weeks ago, Trump was calling for Iran's unconditional surrender, but in his new statement on social media, Trump said he was willing to discuss a 10-point proposal from Iran, saying it was a workable basis on which to negotiate. Those 10 points, at least those that have leaked out, did not address whether Iran would give up its nuclear stockpiles and permanently halt all enrichment of uranium. Yeah, it's almost like it's really unbelievable. It's almost like it's very incredible. Like Trump might be lying, like he has every single other time this has happened, with no exceptions. He has never told the truth. It has always been a lie. Al Jazeera says there's no official response from Iran. Yeah, keep in mind the only corroboration we have to these points are from Iranian officials on the inside. That is the only source we're working on right now. Right now. That's what we have. Iranian officials on the inside. Says who? Says the New York Times. What do the New York Times have to say about Gaza? You won't like it. Yeah, no. Keep in mind that if Iran wants to say something, they have official diplomatic envoys they can say it through. Like, the President of the United States makes his official statements through Twitter or Truth Social or whatever. Okay. Iran has their own channels. If they want to say something publicly, they can say it publicly. I also like the idea that somehow Pakistan was able to negotiate and broker an unlikely ceasefire that Trump really, really wanted, that was clearly facilitated by Trump, but they were able to broker it in just like 2 hours. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I mean, Iran must really respect Pakistan. Oil prices fell sharply. Yeah, I know. That was the whole point of this. Fell by 9%. S&P futures rose. Yeah, of course. It's like every other thing that's happened in this conflict, every single time. Pakistan gets a little kickback. More money gets siphoned out of the market. Nothing from Iran or Israeli foreign ministers either. In my humble opinion, that's weird. Well, Israel will probably like shakily agree to this just because they're part of the whole insider trading scheme. Israel does not like this framework, to put it mildly, but Trump is calling the shots. Source, Yaron Avraham, N12. And where is he getting his information from? I'm sorry, wait, source a journalist? You don't source a journalist, motherfucker. You source the person the journalist is sourcing. Is Yaron Avraham on the fucking security cabinet? Where is he getting his information from? This is, the consequences of following news minute to minute has melted people's brains. I hope that all of you keep with you the skepticism that I am currently approaching this bullshit with. Can you imagine, like, think in retrospect, if you will, think in retrospect on the over a year we had to deal with of Joe Biden constantly getting fed up with Israel crossing the red line. How many dozens and hundreds of articles we had to hear about this back and forth, this intense heated negotiation between Joe Biden, the U.S. State Department in Israel, to secure humanitarian concessions from the Israeli government with regards to the Palestinian people. And what did it amount to? Nothing. It was all made up. All of it. There was never any real back-end tension. The Biden administration was always going to do what Israel wanted them to do. And with very few exceptions, that's exactly what happened. All of it was made up. It was all fake. Everyone involved was lying. We shouldn't take any of these people seriously. Barak Ravid is also an Israeli agent who is in the White House and has been for a long time. Yeah, of course. His job was to string Democrat voters along. The Iranian 10-point proposal includes a lifting of all sanctions placed on Iran by every American administration since the George W. Bush admin, but it's unclear whether the West would want to give up that powerful economic leverage before winning major concessions. Yeah, it's almost like Trump's lying, which, again, the New York Times can't even entertain as a concept, you know? They can't even, like, engage with it. I wonder if Trump is deliberately lying the way he has every other time. I wonder if it's irresponsible of us to publish the opinion of the Iranian government based on insider information. When Trump is claiming that the ceasefire has been agreed to, wouldn't the Iranian government say it was agreed to then? Why are people taking these comments seriously when there's been no official news from the Iranian government? They're a government! You know how insane it would be to run articles that America had agreed to this incredibly unlikely concession when no statement had been made by a single American public official, not a single member of the U.S. White House? Like, imagine if one that like Russia published, Ukraine has agreed to complete surrender, Russia to annex all of Ukraine, and they published it like a bipartisan agreement, and there was not a single statement made by any Ukrainian official. Would you take that seriously? Then why are we taking this seriously? They appear to have agreed to it. No, this is a Clash TV tweet with a screenshot of an Iranian TV outlet with a, well, we'll say dubiously credible English translation of the content of the screenshot. Is this an official statement from the government of Iran? No, they can do that. They are capable of doing that. Iran has a government. They can make direct statements. I'd also be interested in the specific verbiage, because if Iran was to agree to the conditions of this ceasefire, my guess is that what they would say is, we agree to the conditions of this ceasefire on the assumption that Trump and Israel abide by this 10-point peace plan, which is, again, the explicit thing that Trump has agreed to. But of course, Israel and America won't agree to the peace plan, will they? Israel isn't going to immediately back out of Lebanon. Therefore, like, if the agreement is predicated on the assumption that America and Israel will follow the 10-point plan, which they're not going to, then what's the point? I speak Persian, the translation's close enough. Right, but read it carefully. Trump has accepted Iran's conditions for ending the war. Or in other words, the two-week ceasefire is predicated on Trump following the 10-point peace plan laid out by Iran. Is that not correct? Isn't that a reasonable interpretation of this statement? Yes, it says that. Yes. Will America and Israel follow the 10-point peace plan? No. Trump hasn't even said he will. Trump has said that he treats it as a starting point for negotiations. But that's not what Iran is saying. Iran isn't saying that this two-week ceasefire is contingent upon the beginning of negotiations predicated on the 10-point peace plan. Iran is saying it's predicated on the acceptance of the 10-point peace plan. My guess is that Iran is going to wait exactly no time before accusing America and Israel of breaking the agreement, and then the fighting will continue. I agree. I just wanted to confirm the translation. They just didn't make it up. Okay, okay. And I appreciate that. I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'll be clear here. In a bad mood over all of this. But, like, the news surrounding this is so fake. It's so fake. This is why so many people feel like they have constant whiplash. If you cut out the noise that comes from the U.S.-led media and the White House and only focus on things that have actually materially changed, then all the noise goes away. Has bombing continued across the Middle East? Yes. So the war continues. Is the strait open? No. So the war continues. Is Israel's invasion of Lebanon continuing? Yes. So the war continues. Okay. Then the statements made by anyone, everyone, are immaterial. When things happen, they happen. If they don't, they don't. Oil futures go up, oil futures go down. Market goes up, market goes down. You know what's not going down? The actual spot price of oil. That's only going up. And they've launched missiles at Israel. Yeah, I want a confirmation of that. We still have no official response from the Iranian government. We'll see what it is. In response to Trump's statements, rocket salvo launched towards Israel. Perfect. I don't give a shit how legit it is. That's funny as fuck. We have prepared our response. Oh my God. Jesus Christ, that's funny. Besides market manipulation, do you think this is just so the U.S. can procure more munitions from global supply? No, I think they're just flailing. I think they're just flailing. That's it. I genuinely do not think there is a plan. Keep in mind, we got reporting from the New York Times today. We know for a fact that Netanyahu pitched this war to Trump and just lied about it. Like, everyone involved here is some blend of lying and delusional. There's no like top secret behind the scenes strategy. We're just desperately juggling balls until the economy collapses. The IDF says, oh, we have IDF confirmation? Okay, yeah. IDF confirms new wave of missiles 10 minutes after Trump announces 2-week ceasefire. Mwah. Brilliant. Ceasefire's going great, guys. I'm putting this out as its own segment called Never Ever Trust the Media. This lesson needs to be learned. Also, Israel still invading Lebanon? Yeah, of course. They want blood, obviously. They have to kill people. They're Israeli. They have to kill people. They can't not kill people. And they're not even Israeli. New York Times is acting like this is a done deal, but Al Jazeera is saying there's been no response. I'm so confused. Well, New York Times is controlled by Zionists, and Al Jazeera isn't. So, you know. Well, actually, kind of. Al Jazeera is run by Qatar, and Qatar is aligned with American interests and America. Al Jazeera English is not pro-Israel, but it's not as though it's without its biases. I'm not sure it qualifies as the media these days. Technically, you're also the media. That's true. And I think for the most part, independent media's bullshit as well. I guess it's a reading comprehension thing, right? It's media literacy. Like everything that I've told you guys right now, it reaffirms my point. It's not about the information itself. It's about learning to read between the lines and learning what is worth paying attention to. So the fact that a bunch of media outlets all at once are like, you know, deal reached. So you have to ask, is this information credible? What's the sourcing? You know, does this contradict previous statements made by parties involved? What are the incentives for this? And you run through all of the logical questions, and then the only conclusion you can arrive at is that it's just more bullshit, in my opinion. I mean, maybe I end up being completely wrong, but on this, I don't think that's the case. I really don't think that we're in for 2 weeks of no fighting, especially considering missiles are currently hurtling towards Tel Aviv.